the serious child abuse emergency room visits are up 35% during the lockdown. Now, let me tell you what that means. This is very important. Somebody who brings in their child to the emergency room, that's not because they smacked them around and gave them a black eye. These are, and I'm saying this with sadness, these emergency room visits are for children who the parents think they might have killed them. They're unresponsive. They have multiple broken bones. These are the most serious, 35% increase in child abuse, and that's directly due to the lockdown, and I'll explain why. Because when you lose your job, the correlation of amount of child abuse found in a home is directly correlated for lower socioeconomic group, unemployment, alcohol abuse. This is markedly increasing during the lockdown when we know that almost half of people making $40,000 a year or less lost their jobs, by far more than people like you and I. And so when these people have children and the schools are closed and there's a tremendous amount of stress in the household, we know the emergency room visits are going way up. And that's only part A. Part B is that, do you know where the number one place that child abuse is noticed by an outside person? The school.
School.
You close the schools, you have no visibility on the overwhelming majority of child abuse. So this is creating a really catastrophic, sad, and simply unspoken harm to the children. You realize, by the way, I didn't mention in that, and this is in the article, that when children go to school, that's the number one place where people with children with vision, with need glasses are detected. Children that need hearing aids. I mean, the schools,
the kids,
are
the kids,
so,
the school lunch program. For some kids, it's the best meal they get all day. Yes,
exactly. So you know, when you shut schools, you're really, and there's no risk to the children. Again, there's zero risk to the children. You are directly harming children. I don't understand how people who claim to be so focused on children, teachers unions, I think it's really outrageous. This will go down as the most heinous misapplication of public policy in modern America.